Blog Talk Radio.
Hottest topics.
Hottest music.
And the hottest ladies.
You're listening to the Girlfriend Network,
where women stay connected, with your host, Nick Holmes.
Tahira
and Karishma on the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA. Press button. Welcome to the Girlfriend Network. I'm your host, Tahira Sutton. Happy Monday, everyone. We have an exciting topic for you. Stop posting your relationship on social media. I never host the show alone, so I want to welcome Ms. Nako Martin and Ms. Jennifer Laws.
Hello.
Oh, my God. How are you, Nako? Welcome.
How are you?
Girlfriend?
How are you doing?
Super excited
it's
to
so,
hear your voice.
Yes. So glad to be back. So happy.
Yes. So it's been a minute. So just to let our listeners know, you know, everything that you've been doing, how have you been?
I've been great. Very busy. Very blessed. But, you know, hi, listeners. I missed everyone. But I took a couple of months to just regroup and get some things together. And I thought things were going to be happening sooner than later, but it's going to be happening later than sooner. But it's all good, and I'm just really happy to be back. I'm very excited. I'm very excited about the topic. Tahira, it is great, my sister, to be back with you and talking to you. Yeah, but, you know, listeners, yes. Tahira and I have been in touch. I'm always tuned in to what Tahira's doing, and Tahira just had a birthday, so happy birthday.
Yes. Thank you. We did. It was so super exciting. So, just a lot going on myself, so I'm just trying to enjoy it because it seems like it goes so fast.
Right.
So,
yeah.
But I had a good time. I want to shout out my sister. She did an amazing job, Shakira Monasterio, styling us for the birthday event that we had.
Yes,
so
she
sometimes
did.
I sleep on her as a stylist, and she always shows up and shows out. So that is amazing.
That was great. I wasn't sure. Was that a jumpsuit or was that a dress? That was a jumpsuit, wasn't it?
It was a jump because I'm in love with jumpsuits.
Yeah.
So it was a jumpsuit.
Right. Yeah.
We're going to have another bigger event, a Moroccan event, because that was like so successful. So we're going to do a really, really big event. So really excited. Sometimes I forget that she's a stylist, and she just blows me away when I see her work. So I just wanted to shout her out because I'm just like, oh, my God, these outfits are gorgeous. Where did you find this? Thank you. I want to also introduce Jennifer. Jennifer, are you online?
Yes, I'm online. Hey, everybody.
Jennifer. Hey, Jen. What's happening?
Not much. Sunday coming up, Top Mind Divas is having our casting call. It's in Philadelphia. So it'll be Sunday between 2 and 5. For more information, people can send me an email at jlawstld@gmail.com or look me up on Facebook. So that's what we got going on this week, and we're really excited about that.
Super excited. And shout out to Angela doing her thing. Now, Jennifer, do you have an address for the casting?
I do have an address. It's 6143 Germantown Avenue, and that's in Philadelphia, PA. The zip code is 19144.
Okay. That is great. Super excited.
So, ladies, just to expound upon what Jen does, Top Line Diva, shout out to Angela, like Tahira said, they actually do everything from the rooter to the tutor. So if you ever wanted to model, thought about model, here's a good, platforms you get to get involved in. They teach you about comp cards. They teach you about portfolios. They teach you how to walk. They, you know, they teach you about casting. So, you know, come on out and check these ladies out. They're putting Philly on the map. So, yeah. So they're all about empowering women. So it's great. Yeah. Great. Oh, and I got that. I had, you know, the pleasure. Inoken Fitness was in their fashion show recently. So, you know, we had a ball time. So, thank you, Jen. That was great.
Yes.
So,
oh, man. We just absolutely love your designs. And we were excited, you know, that you were able to be a part of our first fashion show here in Philly.
Yes.
So, that was very exciting.
Yes, it was.
Definitely. I love the ladies. I love the energy, the just truth about the business. So definitely, if you're really, really looking to seriously hook up with people that are serious about the vision of whether it's plus size modeling, they're open to everything. So definitely, I love that they help you find your identity as a model, like what your niche is. So from the time we first met, Jen, we connected and Angela, we connected. So just all around really good business women.
And what you said, T, is so important. Like, we need to put that in exclamation points, you know, plus size models, you know, because unfortunately, you guys know, there's not always a lot of opportunity for plus size models to come out and shine and be embraced and be loved. Well, you know, Jen and Angela's Top Line Divas, you know, they expand upon all, you know, upon all that. So, yes, for Top Line Divas, plus size models, this is for you. So come on out.
Yes, absolutely. So, and I love, this is the last thing, because, you know, I love these girls.
we go up forever, right? I know.
Right? You know me, too. But, and we're going to get into our topic, but they're classy. It's not a lot of plus size things that you see. It's just not with class and grace. So definitely, if you're seriously looking to get into modeling and the how-tos, in Philly and New Jersey, definitely contact and reach out to them.
Awesome.
Thank you so much. That's so awesome.
Okay, so about this topic, this is, like, so important, you know, relationships over social media. What do you guys feel about that?
Oh, man, that's one of the things.
Go ahead, Jen.
Yeah, that's definitely one of the things that we go over, like, the first day in model training, you know, is all about what you put on your social media, how much access you allow the public to have into your personal relationship. You know, I just feel like certain things is off limits.
Yeah,
right. I agree. I mean, you know, I love to see love. You know, I cheer for those in a relationship, but, you know, the thing that cracks me up, you know, if you're not married, if you're dating and you're just, you know, in and out of relationship, you know, one week you're all in love and he is it, and the next week, like, you know, I've seen this a lot, like the woman, more so with women, they will profess their love for this man, he's great, he's all these things, and a couple months later, he ain't ish, you know what I mean? So
yeah, and that's
it. Just has you looking crazy, like, what is going on?
And the fact that, and I know that I'm kind of guilty of this too. My relationship, I never post on social media.
Right.
He's, you know, really not social, and just enjoy. We like our privacy time together. But other things,
right,
like when people come at me, and Jen has corrected me so many times with this, on social media, I'm just like, why are you attacking me? And I'm just not, you're being a bully. And because, you know, I'm a nice person, you're really trying to push my buttons. So it's definitely, you have to be careful. You can't be emotional. And it's hard to say when you're being attacked. And even with relationships, any type of relationship, you have to be careful of your audience. You know, I have people that are watching me, and, you know, not just family members, like business associates. So it doesn't, what you're saying doesn't just affect you and the feeling at that moment. So you have to, like, understand in social media, try to handle it in a private manner, in a private way, because ultimately, you know, eyes of people are looking. They're looking.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But, go ahead.
And not just that, you know, I feel like the public is so judgmental and, you know, most of the time they're hypocritical anyway, but, you know, it's very judgmental. So when you post stuff like that, it's like, okay, now she's in love, now she's not in love.
Right.
It's always this, it's always that. You know, I feel like unless you're in a serious relationship that has been for some time, then you probably shouldn't really put it on social media. And then,
I agree.
I mean, if you break up, like, why does the world have to know that you broke up?
And the breakup
right.
is so harsh online. Oh, and, you know, maybe he doesn't or she doesn't want that attention. Maybe they want to
yeah.
break up with you privately, and you're like, oh. And so if your friends, like maybe his friends are seeing your post, it gets back to him, and that just, it gets really brutal.
It does.
It gets really
it
brutal,
does.
And I think it really, really escalates really quickly. It gets embarrassing. It escalates, I think, sometimes outside. Like, if we watch the cases in the media, it gets really crazy. And a lot of us, when it does go to court, they have the evidence because you're posting
yeah.
on social media.
Yes.
So
yes.
You have to be careful. You just have to understand it is a public record, and, you know, you're going back and forth. You may feel emotional, and just don't post it. If you could, like, just try to handle it privately, because it gets
yeah.
easily escalated. And then maybe that person doesn't want, you know, it to be all over, because, like I said, you guys could have friends in common, and they're like, what's going on? Everybody reaches out. Like, is everything okay?
Yes. It
yeah.
Also, like with your job today, employers
mm-hmm.
are all over social media. You know,
mm-hmm.
like, it can affect so many different aspects of your life. So it's like, just be careful what you put online and what you share.
So, ladies,
definitely.
Here's my thing.
Like, go ahead, Nicole.
No, go ahead. Finish your thought, T.
I mean, definitely. Like, if you have, I have heard in the news people that posted things about, like, things on social media, and they got fired for it, you know,
mm-hmm.
just because one girl went for a job, and she was posting, I guess they were watching her after she, you know, applied, got the job, but based on, you know, what she was posting about, they didn't accept her as an employee. So it definitely, it affects your livelihood.
Mm-hmm.
Most definitely. Just to expand upon that a little bit, I did have a friend who was a recruiter for a big, corporation. And, of course, his job was to hire employees. So they hired a gentleman. They liked him. They sent him, you know, the offer letter, the package, whatever they do. So he was all set to start. And in the interim of him starting, they got on his Facebook page, and they saw some things that they thought went against their company values and morals, and they rescinded their offer. Like, that's crazy. Like, they literally called him up and was like, we're going to rescind the offer based on ABC. So one of the things that I tell especially our youth, as you guys were saying, you have to really be careful what you post or social media, because it could work in your favor or it could work against you, especially if you're trying to build a brand, or, you know, you have a business, or you're trying to be a public figure or whatever. You know, you really have to be careful. And I have learned that myself, because I could be very emotional, and I'm guilty about this as far as Twitter. On Twitter, if you guys, any of you follow me on Twitter, I really can go ham on Twitter. And I really didn't think people were paying attention to me so much on Twitter as they do on my Facebook. Facebook, I get a lot of love. So I'm very careful about Facebook, Twitter. Whatever it is I'm feeling, whether I'm happy, pissed, whatever, I will just let it out. And then I found out, because people talk. People were actually paying attention to what I was saying on Twitter and discussing it with other people. So I had to pull back from that, you know. So, you know, it was a lesson learned. And what I was going to say to you girls, as far as relationships, here's the biggest thing that I've learned about relationships. And my guy, too, he's not on any type of social media. He freaking hates it. He believes it destroys relationships. And definitely, we talk
mm-hmm.
about it all the time. How many of you guys know people post stuff on social media, and you know in true life they are nothing like that, you know, being flashy or whatever, but you know they're living in a hole in the wall, but you see them in a Benz. Like, you're like, come on. So here's the thing that I learned about posting relationships on social media, and it's not through me because I've always been this way. There's just certain things that I don't post. I don't post relationships. I try not to talk about, you know, religion, politics. Lately, I've been talking about politics because I'm just so upset with what is going on with our new president. So I've gotten a little emotional, but I've pulled back. I gave myself, like, all weekend to let it all out about, you know, our new president. But now I've pulled back again. So here's the thing, ladies. To me, when you start posting stuff about your relationship, you draw people into your relationship, allowing them to make comments and get involved in your relationship. So how many times have you had a female post something about their guy, and now there's sidebar conversations going on? Oh, he ain't ish. Oh, I used to date him. Oh, he messes with this one, and then, you know, it just causes drama. Whereas if people don't know who you're dating or you're dealing with, you know, they can't discuss them. You know, and a lot of women out here, they're shady. You know, they see you with a good man. Some women don't give a damn. They're going to pursue him. I like what he, you know, what she has. You know, I'm going to try to holler because, you know, men, even women, we're all in everybody's inboxes behind the scenes. So them inboxes are getting people in trouble.
Yes, they are.
And it's easy to find, like, you know, like, that is true. That's why I'm, like, really, really private. Like, no one knows I'm married. Like, you know, it's just certain things I want to keep genuine. In our moments, I like to keep genuine. I like, you know, I know he hates social media. And people, they say rumors about me all the time, and I'm just checking back and laughing, you know, over a glass of wine, you know, with my spouse. Just laughing at all the drama and all the rumors and everything, and like we could care less. But it's just the type of thing where if you're in a serious relationship, it definitely can change things. It definitely could, because we even see on reality shows how the moment the camera is in that relationship, it pinpoints certain things. It makes things look a certain way that aren't.
Yeah.
And it could be very a vital factor in really killing our relationship. It's no longer genuine. It's just like, oh, he did. And so, because you go through up and downs in relationships. So everybody's going to have some type of opinion about it. But you have to do what's best for your situation. So when you're like, oh, he's not nothing, he did this today, and, you know, like, I feel like if people really need to reach out like that, really get counseling, really sit down with someone and have someone come in your situation and take a look, like get an evaluation. If it's that serious where you're feeling like you're posting, then really, really maybe that's not the person for you, or maybe you need to look at take a serious look at it. Because one of my friends, she was with a guy, broke up with the guy, and went crazy on social media. The guy left, so she puts all this child support information on Facebook, docket numbers, inbox, all the friends that he had. It just was so negative, and it made her look crazy.
Right. It made her look like a jackass.
And then she has two children with this guy. So I'm like, when the kids are looking at Facebook and they're seeing their mother bash the father on Facebook, it gets sad.
Exactly.
Right.
When the way social media works is, you know, you could post something positive and it might get 100 likes or something like that. But as soon as you post something negative, everybody's on your thread like, oh, yes, girl, you know, you don't need him. Leave him alone. You know, and the guys is like, come over here. I know how to take care of you. And so that creates a problem because, I mean, we all know relationships, you go back and forth sometimes before you actually break up if that's what you want to do. So it's like, If you're going through something, you're just not even giving yourself a chance to work that relationship out because you're going to social media to get approval of some people who really don't care.
You know what? I've seen a lot, Jen. That's a good point. I've seen a lot of women jump the gun. They get in an argument with their, you know, significant other. They post it on Facebook. Now, recently, I don't even know this girl, but she's been the talk because she was engaged. Apparently, she found out that, you know, her guy was cheating, so she took it to Facebook. She was in the middle of planning a wedding, supposed to be getting married, I think, this summer. She took it to Facebook. Now she's attacking his manhood, talking about the size of his penis and, you know, like, just him. So everybody's like, oh, my God. So what do you think happens 2 weeks later, girl? She winds up back with him. So now you look stupid, and now everybody's talking about you because they're going around saying, oh, your man has a little penis. But, you know, so this is the stuff that I just find ridiculous, you know. And, you know, I tell my guy, one thing I will never, ever, ever discuss with anyone is the size of my man's penis, whether it's small, large, good, bad. It's just something that you don't talk about and you don't tell your girlfriend. You know what I mean?
Well,
it's just something
right.
that I really
it's something
sacred.
That she
like,
loved about it.
Right.
Yeah, something that she
know?
Loved about it because she was with him and she got back with him.
Right. I'm like, you had to like it because you were like it from day one. You broke up with it and now you're right back with it. So, you know,
right.
you're trying
you were,
to clown him.
Saying,
but you look.
Right.
You look like the clown. So, come on. And now the whole city is laughing. So now every time they see this guy, what's the first thing you're going to think about this guy? Oh, this is the guy with the little penis. And this is the stuff that I see. I'm serious. This is real talk. This is the stuff that I see happen all the time, you know, with Facebook. It's just crazy. And I'm like, these women really don't think. Yeah, it's the devil. Facebook really can be the devil. That's why you have to be really careful how you use it.
Absolutely. We're going to go into our first song, Kid Cudi featuring Andre 3000 by Design, right here in the Girlfriend Network.
I'm too careful.
Every minute, feel like yesterday I was blind to being lost. Seems I stumbled on a path, no coincidence, truly in my essence I've arrived.
Who am I, don't remind me. Too alive, new arriving. You were right, I was left in a before. To the light, I am Carolyn.
The true thing I do think, when you think too much, you're removing what's moving. Stuck inside a statue, look at you. Go ahead and pogo, something will catch you. A petty logo shed all my tattoos. I read all the bad news, it says I'm too careful.
Run out of town, none of them can't see me now.
Oh, mama.
And we are back here on the Girlfriend Network, where I, Nicole Martin, and here with my lovely ladies, Tahira Sutton and Jennifer Law. And listeners, call in. Don't be afraid to talk to us. We would love to hear from you. So call us at 347-539-5729. So, ladies, we are talking about why you need to stop posting your relationship on social media. So, this it's not really about about relationships, but I want to talk about filters. What do you guys feel about filters, since we're talking a little bit about social media? do you guys for filters, against filters, or do you find, like, the people that you see on social media, when you meet them in real life, you're like, huh? Who is you? Like, you don't look like that.
Yeah. Well, this is like, Jen, you can probably attest to this, like, one of the experiences I had at one of the pageants, you know, I met this girl and she's like different. So she puts on makeup and I'm just like, are you new to the pageant? Like, where do you come from? So that's how I feel about people in social media. They present one person, mm-hmm. and then you meet them.
Right.
It's just like
fake.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. So that's why I said it's like keeping up with the Joneses. I remember I was shooting something with ABC. And then I was and I got so many requests. Oh, come pick me up in a Bentley. And I'm just like, this is for a movie. I can't drive around with this car. All my neighbors came out on my street. And it was just like, it really was a big deal. And I was just like, I was just excited about the opportunity and what, you know, the studio was doing for me. So you have to be careful because, and I tell my cousins this too, because they're really, really flashy. But they're, you know, financially, it's all real, you know. But I say to them, like, don't flash your cars on social media. You don't know, like, everyone's watching, the good, the bad. Everybody's watching. And, you know, you want to be careful to not promote something, to invite people to, like, you know, burglarize your home and things like that based on, like, what you're posting. Because those are the types, some people are looking just for that. They're looking see, you know, what you have. So, you know, so just I would say try to filter some things because of things like that.
Yeah. I think that's very important what you said. People, that's the biggest lesson. I was talking about that earlier. People are really watching. They may not be commenting. They may not be liking, but they're watching. And I've learned that firsthand because when I'm just out and about at the grocery store, it doesn't matter. I run into people. They know me. And I don't know them, but they know me because I post all about my, you know, happenings, you know, in the industry and what I'm doing. So the most common thing they will say to me is, congratulations on all your success. I see you. I see you working. And
yeah, I see
usually
you out there.
That's
what they say to me.
Right. I'm usually embarrassed because they're like, yeah, I'm your Facebook friend. I comment all the time. And I don't know who they are. I don't know their name. So I get really flustered and, you know, I'm, you know, usually very good at playing it off or, you know, I always show love. But it's just very astounding because that just goes to show people are definitely watching. So that's crazy to me. And that has taught me
you really need
to be careful about what you put out there. Yeah.
And you know what
definitely
else?
Like, go ahead.
What else too is, you know, people definitely do watch you. I had a situation where, you know, someone finally reached out to me and they were like, you know, they were interested in me. So they were in my inbox, like, you know, I really like your pictures. And I was like, oh, thank you. They're like, yeah, you know, I've been your friend for like 3 years, but I never had enough courage to say anything. So I just been following your page. Like, yo, that's like really kind of a little bit
stalkerish.
Well, speaking of
stalkerish.
I mean, this is really, really serious. One of the guy
that
the guy that was stalking me, a real stalking situation, I'm not sure how he got my phone number, but you have to understand everything is connected. So he texted me and he said, you won't accept me as a friend in Facebook. So he would watch my Facebook, and in his brain, I guess that was his relationship with me or whatever. And I actually used to work with this guy, and I had to, you know, take out a complaint against him. Yeah, so it gets really serious. Like, he would show up places. And I was just like, this is an odd coincidence that I see you. And he'll say little small – no, it's very serious. He'll say little small talk and things like that. And I'm just like, oh, wow, you know, happy, you know, excited. And people really watch your steps.
Yes!
Some of it, some people are good and some people aren't. For me, it got scary.
Oh,
like, when he would text me.
You guys are talking
and,
about
you know,
stalker.
I saw that you came in. Yeah. At this time, and I'm just like, okay. So it gets serious.
Stalking is on a different level now, because when you think about stalking, in the old days, when stalking was whatever, people are following you in cars.
They would physically have to follow you
in your
car.
Bushes. Right, like, you know, like today, stalking is like, just like you were saying, T, like, I noticed there are certain times when I log on. I guess there's something on Facebook that will tell you who's actually logged on. I get people that start popping up in my inbox. Hey, how are you? Like, and I'm just like, oh, my God. Like, how do they know I'm even on Facebook? That's stalking. Okay, because it's like you're sitting there with bated breath waiting for me. Or it's just crazy. And I have, like, a couple of people who are very guilty of this, like, every day. And I'm just like, wow. And they're harmless. It's just like, how's your day? How's your holidays? How you doing the weather? You know, they haven't come to the left or anything or been disrespectful, but they just know what I'm on, and then they'll wind up in my inbox. So to me, that's kind of stalkerish, because I just
yes, it is weird. So definitely, it's important to take the location feature off of your Facebook because people really can. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because this is how this guy would, because I would go, you know, to little events, and I'm just like, this is so odd that this one individual is always, like, at my event. And he didn't say too much. He would just be like, oh, you look very nice today. So, you know, when I realized that it was a problem, I had to reach out to law enforcement and everything, and they said, well, what is your relationship with this guy? I'm like, I have no relationship, you know. He did work at a job that I worked at, and high and by. So, you know, they had some conversations with him, you know, got the information from the employer, and he feels like we're in a full-blown relationship because of social media. Oh, she was a little sad, and she, you know, I'm just like, I don't even remember this guy's last name. And it's scary. So that's why it's important to think of the safety aspect of it. And if you're posting, like, relationship stuff, going back and forth, I'm seeing a lot. We're seeing this a lot with the kids, the cyber bullying, and it gets really serious. It gets escalated fast, and they'll come to your house based on what was said on Facebook. Now I'm in your face. It's more balanced on social media now. It's just like, I can't take it anymore.
Just like what you were saying, that's a great point, how you were saying, you know, you post stuff on social media, and now this guy is showing up at your events and such. Take that and spin it into a relationship. You know, talking about the relationship with you and your guy. So now you're posting stuff all the time about you and your guy. We did this. We're here. He bought me this, because I know couples who are guilty of that. They will show Facebook what each has bought. You know, we're over here doing this vacation. We're over here doing this. This is what we're eating tonight. So now I'm out in public. I see your man, and I'm like one of those type of women that I'm like, I like this guy. Yeah. This guy is generous. He loves her. He goes all out.
He does all the stuff for her.
You know, and vice versa.
How faithful he is.
I'm gonna test these waters. So that's why I'm like, you know, I don't have any problems with people in relationships. They post a picture every now and then, especially if you're married. But I really think, you know, there is a certain limit, because it really does invite trouble. Because, and that's one thing I had to learn. Everybody is not happy for you. There are a lot of fake people. I'm learning that lesson every day where, you know, that I love that Drake song, you know. You know, they smile in your face, you know, and the fake people. I'm experiencing that a lot lately, too. So not everybody that is applauding for you on your Facebook wants to see you win or is happy for you.
Yeah, or do good.
Right.
I could definitely write a book about this. And they come, you know, definitely you have a friend, real friends here. You really, you know, we don't see each other every day, but I generally, not romantically love, but I love everything that you bring to the world. Really, really, really. But there are people, like in my sister and I, we don't live so close, so we do a lot of Facebooking with each other. But it's a lot of people that don't want to see you gain or win. So they're waiting on Facebook. They're following your every move. And one of it was somebody that was close to me. I thought it was, you know, my friend. And, you know, she was sending Facebook shots to me. And I was just like, hold up. I thought we were, like, cool. We were best friends. But it seems like when you get to a certain level in your career, certain friendships change.
Absolutely.
You outgrow certain people, or people have a certain plan for you in their mind that you should go to a certain point. And then when you excel over that, it's just like, who do you think you are? Like, people were reaching out to me for money when they saw me with the Bentley picture. I need $1,000. Can you support me and my new family? I'm just like, can I just get the role?
Yeah,
so it gets tricky.
Yeah, it does. I've had so many people come to me and ask me for money, and I can't understand why. I guess they think because I'm in the industry, at night I'm over here rolling around in thousands. And I'm like, you know what? I have a 9-to-5 that I can't live off of my industry, you know, checks.
Income.
Like, I have a 9-to-5. Yes.
I
work a day job too. Surprisingly enough, I still work a day job. So, and I take it as like, oh, okay, God, thank you for, you know, blessing me to the point where people see it. Now, can you bless me with the money? So I can, because I definitely would give back. I definitely would give back.
Yeah,
I definitely would give back to the community. But it gets overwhelming. Like, oh, I need $100. I need $1,000. And I'm just like, I'm not a bank.
Absolutely.
I mean,
I've had a
friend. She's in Jamaica, and she just hits me up. It's like, can you send me a little something? And I'm just like, first of all, you're in freaking Jamaica. Second of all, how the hell am I supposed to get money to you, and you're in freaking Jamaica? Like, we're not Western Union, nothing from me. Like, but, like, we're cool, but I haven't seen or talked to her in years, so I just can't believe. You know, and I'll either ignore her or I'll just say, I don't have it. But it's just unbelievable because the perceptions, and that's why I said, you know, the social media is so dangerous, because you could be anybody that you want to be on social media. And believe me, ladies, I am not, you know, portraying myself to be one way. What I portray myself on social media.
Well, I am fabulous. I got to tell you, you meet me in person, I'm fabulous. I'm just a fabulous person. I'm not going to lie. People meet me in person. They're like, you actually look like you was on Facebook.
Right. That's not what I'm talking about, T, though, but I'm talking about, like, people that are fake and they, you know, project themselves to live a certain lifestyle and do certain things, and they're nothing like that. That's what I'm talking about. Like, you know, I go to work every day. You know, I'm not rolling in millions or everything that I get, I work hard for. So, but that's what I'm saying.
I agree
with you.
It is a facade
people have of me. Right. I don't know, because they think I did a commercial that I'm sitting in here rolling in the dough, and now they can ask me for money.
I don't get
like,
it. And my sister said this too, like, because, you know, where she is in her life, she's like, I never post, like, my house on Facebook. I never post stuff
because
you know, people
sacred in private.
Yeah, start to think like one friend that we know, we were in that, like, my sister has a beautiful property. So we were posting because we did this, like, outdoor it was like a tent event at her house. So when she posted that, people some person asked to live with her. Can I come live in your house with you? It's just funny. Like, it's just it's not funny, because I guess, you know, she just thought that my sister would allow her to live with her. But you're open to so much
you
when you open that door of privacy. And
ladies,
I'm
nosy. Look, I'm nosy. You post a picture of your house, I'm blowing this stuff up because I want to see the background. I'm trying to see.
Yeah.
Look,
it's like an investigation.
Look, I have caught a lot of BS going on in the background by blowing up a picture that people don't even realize is in the background when they took the damn picture.
Yes.
I'm that type of chick. Like, I'm going to see your toes. Because if you notice,
I'm the same
very
way.
Strategic about how I post pictures.
I could take a picture. It's in my nature, you know? Like, it's in my nature to critique a picture. I look at everything in the picture from the top of the crack all the way to the bottom of it.
And what is it saying in the background? Is that a street? You know, it's so important. But I like Jennifer, your pictures are gorgeous. I love all the energy that you have. I'm like, she is really a model. Look at her. Look at the camera. So when I look at pictures, like what really gets me right now, I know this is a little off topic, people posting those food pictures with the dirty plate and the dirty, like, table. Like, clean your damn table.
First of all, I don't care what you're eating. Unless you're a nutritionist, a dietitian, or a
chef.
Trainer.
Now, with the celebrity
chef,
when he posts, that's different. But your plate is dirty. I don't want to see that. I don't know. That's a little off topic.
And
I don't
want to
see
the selfies in the bathroom with your cosmetics and your hair products all strewn along the sink.
Mm.
And it's just certain things that I don't want to see. Like, it's so crazy. You know, I don't know if y'all remember years ago, when social media and taking selfies first started, and the girl posted a picture of herself in the bathroom, and the toilet was behind her, and there was like a turd in the toilet, and I guess she didn't know.
I blocked that out of my
life. So, yeah, that's one of the things that I'm guilty. I will do that. Before I post a picture, I actually blow up my picture to be like,
I would crop it.
Crazy. If I have anything in my teeth, like, I'm very critical of me. You know, I only shoot certain angles. You know, only show certain angles.
I'm an angle because
you just know.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting to explore more about the angles of my body. So, and what works for me, like, when I do shoot. So, and then I'm working on the makeup, too. So, you know, those are the things that I would focus on with me, like, just to see it, not taking the picture, but just see how it looks. So I know when I go into the shoot, this is going to work at this angle for me. So it's more like for me personally. And then I get, like, little things like, oh, I really like that picture. Like, you know, oh, that was excellent the way, you know. So it's more personal for model development for myself, because I never wanted to, like, show certain parts of my body. And now I'm just beyond that.
So
now
illusion.
I'm just more comfortable.
I do the same thing. It's all an illusion, is knowing your angles and what's your best side and your best poses. I do the same thing, you know, all the time. I know what side is going to make me look like I have bigger muscles, a flatter stomach. Like, you learn all that about your body.
You excel at that. You're like the best ever.
It's
amazing.
So
she's a goddess.
Jennifer, hold up, Tahira. Jennifer got a lot of nerve because I want to know, you must spend all day taking pictures, because every day Jen is posting like two or three. I'm like, when is she taking all these damn pictures? The beach. She's over here laying in a gown. Then tomorrow, you know, she's going to be standing on a bridge. I'm like, Jen.
That Jen is real versatile. Like, she doesn't take, one. She's very across the board. Like, things that, and I think with modeling, you have to really set yourself to take to the next level. I think she's definitely at that next level where she embraces her body, but she's very versatile. You can see Jen in a blonde wig, and you're like, who is that? So it's just amazing to see that work. Now, things like that I can appreciate. Like, things like your pictures, Nicole, I can appreciate. Okay, so if I work out in the show, this is what it could be like. So those are the things that, you know, kind of help. But even the social media thing, you're posting everything on social media, leaves really little time for your relationship. What about the time, like, spending in the relationship? You're posting more about it and not really, if you're having trouble taking time fixing it or taking time to spend with that person. we haven't talked about that, you know, component
because
of it. Like, you're
so addicted
to social media that it takes away from the relationship.
And relationships take a lot of work. You know, they take
absolutely.
A lot of work. And
every day.
what I found is, like, when I first got on Facebook, you know, it was one thing, but then as I started to grow with my career and stuff like that, I would run into mm-hmm. people in the street, and I had a bad habit of doing this because I was always such a private person. People would be like, "I know you." I'd be like, "You don't know me." And then they would be like, "Yeah, you're Jen Laws." And I'm like, "Oh, shoot, you do know me." And they're like, "I'm your Facebook friend." I'm like, "Oh, okay."
Right.
You know,
crazy.
All right. Or they'll see me out and won't say anything. And then when I get on Facebook, I got an inbox message like, "Were you at the Pathmark?" And I'm like, "Huh?"
Right. Yes, that's stalker stuff, though. Like, my God.
No.
That's
why didn't you say hello? Like, why didn't you say anything? And they're like, "I don't know." Like, okay.
Because right. I don't really know you like that. That's why they don't say anything. I know you. I know of you.
And
they're not
like
you.
When and then people come up to me and say this too. When I was down south, "Oh, I see you all the time." I'm like, "Well, how do you see me? I'm from up north. Like, how do you see me all the time?" And it's like a friend of the cousins. So I see you on Facebook. I see you.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mother would get so upset when people would say that. And I had to come. She's old school, so she's like, "Oh my God, what are you doing on Facebook?" And I'm like, "Mom, calm down. It's just, you know, promotions,
right.
the radio station, calm down." She's like, "But they say
right.
they see you." She would get all upset. I say, "Mommy, I don't know these people." They're just seeing different posts and different advertisements. I'm a public figure like that.
Mm, yeah.
So
amazing,
you have to be
though.
Careful, like, with your family members, too, because they would take some. I had to block a lot of the family members because some of my Facebook friends would post about their relationship. "Oh, I like women today, and that's what I want to do." So my family members would be concerned. "Is your friend okay?" And I'm like, "No, she's just going through her rant." "Is everything good with her? I'm going to pray for her." And so... But you have highly emotional personalities that are everybody's connected. So they're needing to vent. They're needing I think it creates a need for attention constantly. And it's just like you have to be careful of your audience.
Absolutely.
You just have to be careful.
I ran a test one day on my Facebook page. This was like a couple years ago. Me and a friend of mine, we were just Facebook friends. And he was like, "Jen, let's change our relationship statuses." So I was like, "All right, why not?" Mm. So mine's always stayed as single. So I changed it to in a relationship. I got so
crazy.
Many,
I know.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. My inbox was lit. People was in there. They had attitudes. They felt some type of way. "Oh, you could have said that you had somebody," and, you know, like as if it was hope for us or something. I'm like, "What is going on?"
Right.
And I was like, "Because I changed the Facebook status? Like, it's Facebook."
Now,
check
it out. So someone sent me, you know, the New Year thing. It's a New Year. Pick something to say. And see, the first person that responds, now they have to do the same thing. So I'm like, "Okay, let me try this out. I feel, you know, I'm going to be funny and everything." That was the wrong thing for me to do. I said, "Oh, you know, I'm expecting a baby." Everybody, "Oh, you didn't tell me. When's the baby shower?" I have to take the post down. Everybody's like, "Oh, it's about time. And I've been waiting for this announcement at my old job." So I was just like, I was overwhelmed. And my sister's just like, "What is this? Everybody's texting me." And I had to take it down. Within, like, 20 minutes, I had to take this down.
Wow.
Everybody felt, offended and, "Oh, good for you, new mommy." And I'm just like, whoa, it's just a joke. It's just, you know, it just got so overwhelming that I had. So I'm like, okay, so everybody wants me to pump out. Okay, I get it. Okay, that's what they want. But it was crazy. People literally take Facebook like it's the Bible, like it's the Quran. They take it as Bible. So you have to be
they
careful
really do.
With
people. That's very emotional for some.
It is. And especially for a developing relationship, I think, like, even if you meet somebody online, that's another chapter, another show. You have to take the online aspect out of it and really relate to the in the relationship. It's not about other people. It's about the two people that are having the relationship. If you get upset with him or her, and then you're posting, everybody's like, girl, you know he wasn't us, and that they're putting negative seeds in a relationship. Maybe it's something that you guys could work out. You're just feeling overly emotional about it at that point
that's
in time.
What I'm saying.
Especially with the chick that got back with the guy. You see how that everybody's looking at them now. You know, and snickering and laughing.
Like, you may have got a little peed. That's basically what
she said. I mean, shout out to the guy with the little peed. Like, you know, she loves it because she's back with him. You know, because,
you know, that's
she
the worst thing
it.
You could do to a guy, ladies, is to, like, give them that label. It's a stigmatism, and they walk around with that forever. That never leaves, like, a woman's mind. And it just becomes, like, the joke of the town. I know people like that.
But she has to be careful with that, because if he's that type of guy, because she said that, has to prove to her, like, prove his manhood. That may kick her in her butt.
True.
Like, he has to go out and prove that, oh, you think I have a little book? She like it, and she like it. It's not little to her, you know? So
true.
Be careful how you talk about it. But obviously, this friend loves it because she got back with it. So.
Right, exactly. So
that's that. Okay, I'm not sure what that was.
Right? I'm like, what is it here?
I just heard something. We got, let's go into flashing lights.
Oh,
Kanye
my goodness.
Right here on the Girlfriend back to the Girlfriend Network. Guys, it's been awesome this evening.
Yes.
Yes,
amazing.
It's an amazing topic. It's just so important to keep the relation in the relationship. And if that ship sails off of social media, just be use your discretion. Be, you know, private. Keep some of your private thoughts to you within your relationship. You know, because I think it takes the sincerity out of the relationships when it's open to everyone.
I agree.
Okay, so guys,
I just
gotta say this. This is funny. We have to end it on this note. So you guys just heard that little staticky thing before we went to break. So somebody just whispered in my ear to say, well, that he doesn't have a little penis. It's just the woman has a very big vagina. Ha ha.
It got lost in there.
So I just wanted
well,
to
thank
yeah.
you.
So anyway, on that note, take us home, Tahira.
Jen, take us out. Just listen. Well, we'll see.
Yes.
We'll see you next week. Unless you want to take us. Go ahead, Jen.
Yes, we'll see you all next week, next Tuesday on the Girl. next Monday. Sorry, on the Girlfriends Network. Thank you.
Yes,
thank you so much for having me on. It was a great topic. I really enjoyed the conversation, and it's
thanks
always a great time.
Awesome. Definitely. Thank you, Jen, from hosting, guest hosting. It's always a blessing. Welcome back, Nakom Martin, and we'll see you guys next week right here on the Girlfriend Network. Good night, everyone.
Good night.